I know the Lord will find a way for me. I know the Lord will find a way for me. If I walk in heaven's light, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will find a way for me.
Hi, this is Jim Lanning. This week on the South Main Church of Christ podcast, we visit with Mark Tonkery, the pulpit minister at Norville Park Church of Christ in Zanesville. Mark and I will talk about 1 Corinthians 15, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ.
That's central to our Christianity. And you think about how central that is. You realize everything we do in Christ is centered on the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus.
That conversation in a moment. First, let's catch up on this week's Christian news. Jared?
The Churches of Christ disaster relief effort is monitoring the flooding in Tennessee and Kentucky. Their leaders have posted to the disaster relief website that they have been in touch with congregations in those areas. The disaster relief effort's leadership says their biggest concern is in Rives, Tennessee, where a levee has failed, flooding 200 homes. Flooding has also been severe in Pikeville, Kentucky, and Hazard, Kentucky. The Churches of Christ disaster response team is also monitoring the flooding in Tennessee, Kentucky, Virginia, West Virginia, and North Carolina. From flood to fires, in Pasadena, California, members of the Lincoln Avenue Church of Christ consider the Book of Job when they look at what they are going through with recent wildfires. They point out Job did not do anything wrong, but went through a lot. Fire destroyed the meeting place of the Altadena Church of Christ. Ending this news brief with a story of hope now. It's been 6 years since fire devastated a church building in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and served as a meeting place for Memorial Drive Church of Christ. They have just reopened in a new facility. Those are some of the week's stories as found this week on ChristianChronicle.org and as delivered to our church building. From South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio, I'm Jared Allen with the Christian News for the week of February 16th, 2025.
We have heard the joyful sound. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land. Find the sea and cross the waves. Onward is our Lord's command. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Now, Tyler has this week's inspirational thought.
For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. Mark chapter 8, verse 35. I'm Tyler Waite.
He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, amazing grace, all day long. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. He paid that debt at Calvary. He cleansed my soul and set me free. I'm glad that Jesus did all my sins erase. I now can sing a brand new song, amazing grace, all day long. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay.
Now, the conversation.
Mark Tonkery from Norville Park Church of Christ in Zanesville, Ohio. We're glad to have him again today. And last time, Mark, we didn't get into some of the things I think maybe you would have liked to spoke about, so I'm going to go right to it and right into anything you've got in your mind, and we'll go from there.
Well, thank you, Jim. Again, it is good to be here today, and I appreciate the opportunity. And this is such a good avenue to be able to reach people and encourage people as well. So thank you for this opportunity.
We have great hopes for this. We're starting out in this, and we'll see where it goes.
Yes, very good. Very good. Yeah. Well, since this is the beginning of a new podcast, I thought start where Paul started when he was talking to the Corinthians. He said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, in verse 1, that he declared the gospel to them, and it was of first importance. And, you know, when he was preaching, he mentioned that the gospel was essential. Now, there's a lot of things to preach on. I know you've preached and taught, and, you know, there's a lot of subjects that we can talk about and need to be addressed. But I find it interesting. The Apostle Paul said the most important thing was the gospel.
Amen.
The gospel. And I wonder, even in my own preaching and teaching, how often do we mention the gospel? Because there's so many other things to preach about that are essential, that are good. But how often do we get around to the gospel?
Right.
You know, and I've thought a lot about that lately. And Paul, you know, describes, you know, in this verse, some very important things when it comes to the gospel. He talks about that it needs to be what we hold fast to. You know, the gospel, and he goes on and talks about it's the death, burial, and resurrection in Jesus Christ. That whole chapter talks about the resurrection.
Right.
That you and I wouldn't have this conversation if it wasn't for the death, burial, and resurrection in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And that's essential to our Christianity. Right. And you think about how central that is. You realize everything we do in Christ is centered on the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Right.
I mean, the preaching. I mean, the preaching is in vain if it's not centered in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The whole plan of salvation is connected. We got to believe Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection.
Yeah.
Romans 10, 9 and 10. We've got to confess it from our hearts with our mouth. We've got our repentance. In Acts chapter 17, 30 and 31, the whole reason we are to repent is because there's a day of judgment in response to Jesus' resurrection. Mm-hmm. Our baptism is connected to the death, burial, and resurrection.
Amen.
You know, Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4 talks about we die with Christ and we're buried with him in baptism as his death, and raise the newness of life, the gospel, the good news. Go back to 1 Corinthians 15, it talks about we've got to hold fast to that. And so it's not just something that we do once. You know, I hear, you may have experienced this too, sometimes people will come and say, "Preacher, I need to just go get baptized and just show up for a baptism and then that's it."
Well, yes.
There's so much more.
Amen.
To the gospel, to the baptism, than just going down to the church house the day before you die, you know, or before you do whatever. And it's so much more. Paul says you hold fast to it. It's something that you've got to continue in. That carries the idea there, holding fast. And John chapter 15, Jesus talks about the vine and the branches, abiding in his word, continuing in his word. And what's sometimes lost in the religious world is this idea of continuing, being steadfast.
Yes.
But throughout the scriptures, it's reminding us that we've got to hold fast to the gospel. In fact, and when you think about the gospel, even the way we live is connected to the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus.
Yes, it is.
Everything.
Yeah. I think often when I'm doing that and I run into people talking about the gospel and they want to concentrate on maybe just one of the things in the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the verse in Psalms, I think it's Psalms 119, 160, where I think it's the New King James Version says the entirety
of your word is true.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think of the rest of that, every word that mm-hmm. God utters. So mm-hmm. we can't pick out just one thing from the gospel
right.
and concentrate on that. Another problem I run into talking to people is getting things out of order.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
there was an order that the New Testament church did in obeying the gospel, mm-hmm. and we have that. We have to look at that, and we look at all of it. I think it's Paul in Acts chapter 20 spoke about that he didn't shun from holding back the gospel from the whole gospel. The word whole is there.
Yeah.
There's a reason for that word being in there.
Yeah.
We have to look at the whole gospel and obey it.
Yeah, and you know, we get that concept in almost every area of life.
Yes.
You know, when you go buy a car, you want to buy the whole car from the dealership.
Right.
And if you buy, you know, if you go and want a car that works and runs, you want to buy the whole thing. You don't want a car that's half there.
No.
You want the whole thing. And we get that. In almost in every area of life, we understand we want the complete thing, the whole thing. And if by chance we get a car or some other item, and I mean, I'm sure we've all been there. I remember not too long ago, I bought a lawn tractor. And, you know, I ordered it and had it delivered to the house, and it wasn't all there. The battery wasn't working. In fact, it wasn't just the battery wasn't working. It was the fact that the battery was wrong. Somebody put the wrong battery. The cables didn't work. And then when I got it to work, the belt on it, it wasn't working.
Right.
You know, and we get that in every area of life. But then we come to the gospel. It's almost like some want to use God's word as a buffet. I want this. I want that. Oh, I don't want any of that. And yet, as you mentioned, Paul says the whole gospel. And that's our goal. That's right. Really the challenge in preaching and teaching the scriptures, the whole scriptures.
Right.
And that's a great challenge. But it's what we're called to do.
Marshall Keeble, back in the 1900s, used to say, we can't have a grocery store religion where we go into a store and pull this off the shelf, but we don't want any of that.
Yeah.
Pull something else. So
yeah.
That's the way he explained that.
Yeah, yeah. Boy, he'd be surprised today with some of the online marketing, because, boy, they've just intensified that. You just pull here and pull there. But that's what people do with religion.
Yes.
And it's no wonder there's a lot of confusion when it comes to our world, because instead of trying to go back to the Bible and search the scriptures, we have often just pulled things. Oh, I like that over there, and I like this over here, and we get something that's foreign to what the Bible ever intended.
Yes.
And it's Peter that says in 2 Peter chapter 3, I believe it's about verse 16, 17. There are some who twist the scriptures. And, you know, there are those who twist the scriptures or
right.
don't teach the whole scriptures.
Yeah.
Yes.
Out of context. That's something
we've seen. Yeah.
It's another area very important, the context.
Yeah, context. That's what with my preaching and teaching, I often just context, context, context. You got to read it in context.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when in Bible class, when somebody's giving an answer, I say, what does the Bible say? Well, they'll give me an answer. Well, that might be a right answer, but what does the Bible, look, this is open book. This is open book. Check it out, you know, check me out. And so, you know, it just takes training. It takes searching the scriptures. And we see that with the Bereans. In Acts 17, verse 11, they were searching the scripture. We need to be like that.
Yes.
That's an attitude we need to have. Yes. And I, you know, I don't know what one day when I'm leave this earth, what people will know about me, but I hope people know that I have pointed to the scriptures and I encourage them to read the scriptures.
Right. If you want to grow,
yeah.
I don't know how you can grow without reading the scriptures.
Right. Yeah. So. Yeah. How do you grow? And other than people have used counterfeit things, you know, people have tried to counter it, shortcut it. But you've got to go back to the scripture. If I want to know you know, 2 Timothy 3:16-17 says, all scripture is inspired of God. God breathed, comes from God. You know, if we want to know and have that relationship, we got to know the scriptures. Mm-hmm. We got to know, you know, as we think about the gospel, we've got to know what that is. Not just take somebody's opinion. Don't take my opinion.
Right, mine either.
You know, search it. Search it out.
Amen.
You know, and discover what it is. And I know there are some people that don't do that. I know some people who have done that. And their life has changed and transformed and so much better spiritually because they searched the scriptures.
Yeah. There's no other book like it. It has everything
we
need.
That's right. It's the only book, and it's the only way. Jesus tells us in John 14:6, talking about that he's the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. And so when you think about that, his word is true. If we want to know how to get to the Father, if we want to know spiritual things, go to the only spiritual book that will get us there.
Right. Very good.
Yeah. Bible study is so essential.
Amen. Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what I'm about. That's what I try to preach and promote and try to do and encourage others to do it. Mm-hmm. And it goes back to, you know, all that Jesus is and what he's done, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And where do we get that? We understand the scriptures, mm-hmm. teaching that, relaying that. That was an actual event. And everything, you know, I've said it, someone, probably others said it, everything stands or falls by the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Everything.
What do they call it? That's the hub or the center?
It's the hub, the center, our focal point, right. And everything we do.
Yeah,
you know,
I think when I was younger, I thought of the New Testament, well, that's about Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But then I learned the more you get into the Old Testament, it was God's plan clear back from the beginning.
Yeah.
When man decided to sin.
Yeah, the first time as mentioned is Genesis 3 and verse 15, talking about that there, you know, Satan's head's going to be bruised. And so we see that from that point on, even that Peter tells us that before the foundation of the earth, God had a plan to bring about his son.
Right.
And we see there's prophets and prophecy, all these pointing to Jesus, his gospel, his death, burial, and resurrection. And we get to study it. We get to know him through the gospel, and through the scriptures.
And we encourage everybody to do that.
Amen. That's right. That's what I'm about.
Okay. Yes, both of us.
Yeah.
I thought of one thought on there. Something, when we're obeying the gospel, we want to keep in mind that God, after you've obeyed the gospel, adds you to the church. And therefore, you have to realize if that is in God's wisdom, how important that is,
mm-hmm.
with coming to church and being part of the worship service, mm-hmm. and gaining friendships within the church of people, and just so many benefits from being with the church. So even though we're making these podcasts out to people, we are encouraging you. We don't want you to substitute that for coming to see us, being a part of God's flock.
That's right. Yeah, there's a proclamation part that this kind of helps us to do, but we hope that proclamation returns and we can help people be added to the church through obedience to the gospel and enjoying that fellowship, enjoying that connection with God and one another. I mean, we can't spiritually live without that fellowship.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we're about out of time, and I enjoyed greatly again today speaking with you, Mark, and we were glad to have you here again. I hope we'll be able to get together soon.
Thank you, Jim. Enjoy being here. Have a great day.
You too. And now here's Mark Randolph with this week's bulletin announcements.
Welcome everyone to our weekly announcements. We want to remember our Bible studies on Sunday mornings at 9:45. We're just studying the book of Galatians. The ladies get together on Sunday night at 5 p.m. and they're currently doing the 2 Chronicles. The midweek Bible study on Wednesday night is at 6:30, and we're doing the book of James. Also, we remember the church youth group. They meet together on Friday, February the 28th, and obviously from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. in our fellowship hall. The ladies also get together on Saturday mornings. It'll be the first and the third Saturday of each month, and the next one will be Saturday, March the 1st, and that'll be from 8:30 to 9:30 that morning. Also, remember all the ones that's on our prayer list, the one especially that has upcoming procedures and everything like that, especially in the hospitals. We'll remember them during the time that they're doing that. This is Mark Randolph bringing you the weekly announcements.
My final thoughts on 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I'd like to go to the very last part of that chapter, verse 58. That's been one of my favorite verses in the New Testament for a long time. I'd like to close with it. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58 reads, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Thanks for listening. I'm Jim Lanning, currently serving as one of the three elders at South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio. The other two elders at our church are Tom Shepherd and Ernie Starling. We would like to thank all the guests who agreed to take part in our discussion each week and hope to have them back with us in the future to discuss the Bible and what we can learn from Scripture. Our weekly announcements are written by Holly Randolph and narrated by Mark Randolph. Thanks to Jared Allen, our technology room steward and media producer, as well as for serving as the writer, editor, and news anchor on this podcast. Hymns sung on our podcast originate from two hymnals we use in our auditorium. Those are Songs of the Church and Sacred Selections. Hymns used in this podcast episode include our podcast opening, "I Know the Lord Will Find a Way for Me," arranged by Reed Lancaster. "He Paid a Debt He Did Not Owe," composed by American Folk Melody and Pam Stevenson. We have heard "The Joyful Sound," composed by William J. Kirkpatrick and Priscilla J. Owens, as well as our closing hymn, "I'll Fly Away," composed by Albert E. Brumley. We thank all our church members for their support. Most of all, we thank you for listening to the South Main Church of Christ podcast and hope you will subscribe wherever you get your podcast. We hope you will come join us for a Sunday worship service at 7 Smith Street in New Lexington, Ohio, and stop in during one of our Bible study sessions. Please be on the lookout for our special podcasts posted from time to time. Let's talk again next week.